It's in conflict and the role of social media in D.C. gun violence. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Where is our area on a list of the most segregated regions of the country? Dow Futures up 9 points at this hour. It's 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A battle is brewing in the Senate over election reform. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is in Washington.
The Senate version of the For the People Act would, among other things, expand mail-in voting and early voting, notably in states that have recently passed new restrictions. With moderate Democrat Joe Manchin opposed, it is expected to fall short of a majority in tomorrow's test vote. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the party's voting rights push will go on.
This will be a fight of his presidency.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
The NFL has its first active openly gay player.
I'm Peter King. Las Vegas Raiders defensive lineman Carl Nassib made the announcement on his Instagram account.
I want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest.
Nassib says he's a fairly private person and isn't doing this for attention.
I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that like one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary.
Nassib says he's also donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project, a suicide prevention service for LGBTQ youths. Peter King, CBS News.
Police are investigating a shooting near Denver that left three people dead, including the shooter. KCNC-TV's Connor McHugh says people scattered when they heard gunshots.
There are a number of businesses, there's a wine shop, there's a bakery, and a number of those employees tell us that when this happened, they heard a number of gunshots, did not know where it was coming from. But what they did do was they made sure to get everyone to safety. They grabbed other employees, they grabbed other people in their different shops, brought them to back rooms, brought them to alleyways, made sure they were safe.
An officer is among the dead. Police in Northern California say one person is dead and three others injured when a man rammed people with his pickup truck, then attacked them with a crowbar. Authorities say he got shot when he tried to escape and pulled a gun on a homeowner. American Airlines has canceled hundreds of flights over staff shortages, and even more flights could get nixed next month. CBS's Mola Lenghi reports.
American Airlines says their furloughed pilots won't be fully ready to fly again until at least the end of the month. Delta is looking for about 1,300 new customer service reps, and the TSA still needs to hire about 2,000 agents to meet their goal of 6,000 by the end of the summer. All this as the demand for air travel is skyrocketing.
Passengers will get notified if flights are changed through July 15th. A lifeguard shortage is forcing city officials to shut down dozens of public pools in Philadelphia this summer. There are nearly 400 vacancies. The city is offering better pay and free training to recruit new workers. Pools are set to open later this month. This is CBS News.
Dell Technologies advisors have the tech info you need to help you get past whatever's in front of you. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call 877-ASK-DELL.
4:03 on Tuesday, June 21st, 2021. It's now 74 degrees in the nation's capital. Good morning, I'm Christopher Cruz. The top local stories we're following this hour. We begin with the issue of police body-worn cameras and how video produced by those cameras is reviewed. The question is at the heart of a bill that was introduced after Montgomery County Police screamed at a 5-year-old boy who was also briefly handcuffed.
Montgomery County Council President Tom Hucker says the county's police department has a good body-worn camera program.
But not a requirement to share the footage with either the police chief or elected officials.
Hucker explained the county council and the police chief had not been made aware of a video of two county police officers who handcuffed and berated a 5-year-old boy until 14 months later. Hucker said the legislation proposed would have a number of requirements.
Reporting quickly to the chief and then to the county executive, the county council, and the state's attorney. Any internal investigations involving the use of force, children, potentially criminal offenses, discrimination, or harassment.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
A white Fairfax County police officer charged with assaulting a black man last year has now asked a judge to dismiss the charges against him. Tyler Timberlake says prosecutors have failed to turn over evidence that can be used in his defense, including an interview with the victim and a video recorded by a bystander. But Commonwealth Attorney Steve Descano's office says it has complied with the judge's order on evidence. Timberlake is accused of using a stun gun on a man in Mount Vernon who did not appear to be combative and then holding the man down with his knees to arrest him. Timberlake has said he mistook the man for someone else who he knew to be violent. Now, 5 past the hour, brewing neighborhood conflicts are helping to drive gun violence in the district. A veteran police officer says social media and rap music are contributing to the problem.
Kenilworth and Mayfair in Northeast and 37th Street Southeast are some of the neighborhoods Police Commander Daria Habibullah calls hotspot areas.
Those are the areas that I really can't sleep at night because I have to worry about that conflict brewing.
Commander Habibullah told Ward 7 residents conflicting groups have been provoking each other on social media.
Someone from one of those areas will come take a picture on 37th Street and post it and say, hey, I'm in your neighborhood and nothing happened to me.
The 6th District Commander also says there are potentially violent conflicts between rival rap groups. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
The D.C. region is the 15th most segregated metropolitan region in America. A new study places the Baltimore-Towson region one spot higher in 14th place. The analysis comes from the Othering and Belonging Institute at the University of California, Berkeley. It is based on census data. It's the first time that every major American city and metropolitan area has been ranked by their level of segregation. Another service slowly returning to normal as the pandemic fades. MARC train and commuter bus service will be running on all lines again on Monday, August 30th. Last November, the two services were pared down because of low ridership. Traffic and weather next on WTOP 407.
I was at a Nats game and I got a call from my doctor. I had leukemia. She told me to go straight to the ER. I did, and then spent 108 days in the hospital. In one moment, my life was changed forever.
That is John Meyer. He is one of almost 200,000 Americans who battle blood cancer each year. John is in remission. However, many aren't as fortunate. Approximately every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. dies from blood cancer. In an effort to raise awareness and money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, WTOP is supporting John's campaign for LLS Man of the Year. John's story is one of hope, but also one that could happen to any of us.
Over 100 days in two different hospitals, 4 rounds of chemo, a bone marrow transplant, and 8 months away from my family. And I was lucky. I came home, but many don't.
With your support, we can fund therapies and treatments that are saving lives. To donate, go to WTOPLLS.com. That's WTOPLLS.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of our future. And getting back to what we love as more and more people get their COVID-19 vaccine. At the American Lung Association, we have science-based public health information you can trust to make a decision.